Good morning. Welcome to worship on this All Saints Sunday. It's a special day when we celebrate those who have died, who are no longer with us, but who are very much with us. And so we remember their names before God, but we also join with them in praise. And so we hope that you hear something that is encouraging or uplifting for you today. The choir is going to be singing a really wonderful arrangement of When the Saints Go Marching In. And at about toward the end of the song, Al's going to invite us all to join in that final chorus of When the Saints Go Marching In. It's part of that celebration that we're having today as we remember them. A special thanks to those who are here as musicians. The first service was amazing. You guys are in for a special treat. So thanks to Karen and Dan, Kevin, Dwayne, and Ted, and to Joel for the music that we have this morning. It's just beautiful. Today we also celebrate the gifts that are shared. If you brought a pledge card with you for time and talent or for financial pledges, feel free to put that in the offering plate at the time of the offering. And if you haven't brought it with you and intend to do that still, please feel free to check in with the office or the information desk, and we're glad to share that information with you. Thank you for all that you do to support the important things that take place through St. Andrew, where people's lives are truly touched when they're most needing comfort and care. I'm sure some of you might be wondering about that extra dot that got shaded in on our associate pastor call timeline. So Herb Hain from the church council is here with a special announcement.
Good morning. I'm excited to announce on behalf of the St. Andrew Church Council that a special congregational meeting is being scheduled to call a full-time associate pastor at St. Andrew. The special congregational meeting will take place in church on Sunday, November 17, during the 9:30 worship service. The only business to be conducted at this meeting is to vote to extend a call to the pastoral candidate. To retain the confidentiality of the candidate's identity within the pastor's current congregation, synod protocols do not permit the council to reveal the identity of the candidate until the meeting. And per our constitution, the authority to call a pastor shall be in this congregation by at least a two-thirds vote of voting members present and voting at a meeting legally called for that purpose. Voting by proxy or by absentee ballot will not be permitted. The Church Council is thankful for the call committee's thorough work in interviewing, evaluating the qualifications, and meeting with the pastoral candidate. Please continue to pray for our call committee, the congregation, Pastor Jen, and our staff, and our pastoral candidate as we continue through this process. Thank you.
That's really exciting news, isn't it? If you're on the call committee or a council, could you please stand up just momentarily? All right, Tammy and Phil. If you have any questions, these are people that you can ask. But thank you very much for your work in making this process move forward. You'll receive a mailing this week that lays out further details, so you can look for that per our constitution. And let me tell you, this thing called deer hunting really went into strong consideration when we were picking a date. So please do come and celebrate with us in the good news that we have. Let's stand together now and center our hearts and minds as we begin with the confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Recognizing our need for God's mercy, let us confess our sin and seek reconciliation with God and each other. God of justice and compassion, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not been faithful stewards of your creation. We have failed to share the bounty of your harvest with the poor and needy. Forgive our sin, increase our faith, strengthen us in service, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Heaven rejoices when a sinner repents and a lost sheep is found. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We join in singing our gathering song, verses 1 through 3 of hymn 422. For Holy Communion today, which begins on page 138, the small numbers at the front of the hymnal. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above, and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion, in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to invite the children forward for a message. I have something to show you. What did you guys think of that song? Pretty great, wasn't it? We have an awesome choir, don't we? Why do you think I have a clock with me today? Did anybody have to change their clocks at their house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if my parents did.
Did they do it yet?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm guessing because you're here, maybe they got the time. They got the memo that we did what last night? We went forward or backward an hour?
Backward.
We fall back. And that means we get an extra hour of sleep, which is just awesome.
No.
Yes. No. No. Did some of you wake up early just because you're used to it? You waked up really early? Oh, my goodness.
I waked up early with my dad.
You waked up early with your dad this night. This is my bathroom clock. And last night before I went to bed, I set my bathroom clock. It says it's 1:20 right now.
1:20?
That's not right, is it?
No.
It's not right at all. You see, there's a clock up there. Can anybody read what time it says? 9:49. Very good. Well, why do you think my clock didn't work? I set it back, but I didn't put the battery all the way in. So the battery didn't work. So when I was getting ready this morning and looking at my clock, I thought, well, it isn't 1:20 right now. So it just is, it's one of those things where there's this little battery in the back of this clock that's really important to make a clock work. And inside of you, there's a spirit that makes you work. And so when we celebrate All Saints, what we're celebrating is that battery inside of you, but it's not a real battery. It's the breath of life. It's the fact that your heart is beating. It's the fact that God has given you life. It is working. See, I put it all the way in. So maybe we should set it to the right time. What time did you say it was?
9:51,
maybe? Let's see. Let's see if that's better. There we go. 9:50. All set. Thank you. So when we see this these pictures up here? These are all of the saints in our life, and these are people who their battery stopped working, but God's spirit is still in them, even though they died. God's spirit is still working in them, and they are present with us in our memories and in our hearts. And so we remember all of them in our prayers today, that God keeps our spirit working. So
one of my mom's friends died.
Yeah, when our mom's friends die, we remember that Jesus is always with that person. And that, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. Oh my gosh, there are so many questions up here. So I want you to give thanks to God later today for that heart that's beating inside of you. And remember that we might not have all the time in the world, but we do have time to do big things and to make a difference, okay? So when you see a clock, remember you have lots of time to make a difference, all right? So let's pray. The Lord be with you. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of life and life eternal. We pray that you would help us to make a difference this day and that we would use our time for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming on up. If you go to Sunday school, you can do that or you can head on back to your seat. There is an armband that is missing from someone. Our readings continue with Psalm 149. If you turn the hymnal to the side, you can find the stripe. That's the psalm section. And we'll read Psalm 149 responsively by whole verse. Sing praise, sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel.
Let them praise their Maker's name with dancing. Let them sing praise with tambourine and harp. Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Let them sing for joy on their beds. To wreak vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples. To inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is a glory for all God's faithful ones. Hallelujah.
A reading from Ephesians. In Christ we've also obtained an inheritance, having been designed according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who are the first to set our hope in Christ, might live with the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and he believed in him and marked the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption of God's own people to the praise of his glory. I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. For this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know that the hope of to which he has called you, that what the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills it all in. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Luke. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I was in a kickball league after school when I was in the sixth grade. Our team, the Bulldogs, just so happened to be a group of misfits, you know, the non-athletic types. We were all on one team. So we lost 15 games in a row. And when we came to our last game, we expected that we would lose that one too, but we were there and we were going to have some fun. But to our great surprise, we won by one single solitary point. The victory was ours. It belonged to the Bulldogs. I have to tell you, to be excluded is an experience that you don't forget. To be a loser, to have the experience of loss, is something that sticks with you. And losers we were, except for that one time. On All Saints Sunday, we remember together that not one of us is excluded, nor is anyone lost before God, but all are saints. All of you are saints. Yes, even you who just nudged your spouse after I called them a saint, even you are a saint. Death is not a prerequisite for acknowledging the holiness that God has put inside of you. Paul says to those in Ephesus, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And all who have died in faith are not lost, nor are they forgotten. When we speak of the ones who have died as saints, we speak of them as saints triumphant. And ironically, triumphant is synonymous with the word victorious or winning. Those who have died are not forgotten at all. And even though they have been lost from our physical presence, they are not lost from God. God's inclusiveness leaves absolutely no one out. Paul describes how all-encompassing Christ's salvific work is on our behalf. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is the body of Christ, his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So today is All Saints Day. It's not some saints or one or two saints, but all. On this day, we go ahead again with our witness that death has absolutely no power whatsoever to separate us from Christ. And since Christ has dominion over all, and we are included in that all, then we are not far removed from those we have loved who have gone before us. They are with us in a very real and present way as the communion of saints. Jan Richardson is a poet who writes about the reach of God's welcome. She writes, and the table will be wide, and the welcome will be wide, and the arms will open wide to gather us in, and our hearts will open wide to receive, and we will come as children who trust there is enough, and we will come unhindered and free. And our aching will be met with bread. And our sorrow will be met with wine. Paul writes to the Ephesians about what it is that we are waiting to receive in the welcome. And in the welcome, we receive an inheritance in Christ Jesus in two places. First, he speaks of our inheritance as the seal of the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever in baptism. This identity is what we inherit. And then secondly, Paul prays about our awareness of that inheritance, which includes the same exact power in us that God used when he raised Jesus from the dead. Resurrection power that excludes nothing. So this morning, while we are here, I wanted us to consider together that power and what it means to be recipients of that inheritance. And to ponder the resurrection that is inside of us that helps us each to leave a unique mark on the world, having the capacity even to leave behind a legacy imprinted in the ones we love and even on those whom we've never met. In her blog, Daring to Live Fully, Living the Length and Width of Your Life, lawyer and entrepreneur Maralisa Frabega shares a list of 10 questions to consider when it comes to leaving a legacy. And these are those questions. What do you want your life to stand for? How do you want to be remembered by your family and friends? What will those beyond your circle of family and friends remember for you? What kind of an impact do you want to have on your community? How will the world be a better place because you are in it? What contributions do you want to make to your field? Whose lives will you have touched? What lessons would you like to pass on to the future generations? What do you want to leave behind? And how can you serve? Inside of you, saint of God, resurrection power is at work already. You have a legacy to share. For when we could not, on our own, love the ones who hate us, when all seems like woe and very little seems like blessing, when we feel as though we are without power at all, Jesus came to heal the deepest rifts inside the human community and inside of ourselves. The gaping wounds caused by the mortality and fragility of this life in Christ Jesus are healed again and again. And sometimes it is difficult to feel that healing. So when we can't feel it, or when we can't seem to access that resurrection power that we know is inside of us, Jesus comes again to us in the Word, where he teaches us to try a different way. A way that loves enemies. A way that prays for the ones who oppress and persecute. His legacy of love gives and gives again, and sets a model for us to treat others the way that we would long to be treated. And since we are each children of God, to treat each other as the saints that we are. And especially this day, we think of those who grieve. Christ Jesus promises an inheritance that includes a day of unburdening. He puts it more succinctly in Matthew's Beatitudes when he promises, "Blessed are those who mourn. They will be comforted." In just a little while, we will read the names of those St. Andrew's saints triumphant who have died in this past year. With them, there are names of loved ones in your lives who have gone before. We remember them before God, not in their perfection, but in their reality. And with boldness and thanksgiving, we sing Alleluia with them in their resurrection today. Each of them, from the littlest to the oldest, in their own way, left a legacy, making this world better by their existence in it, making the lives of those who love them more complete and more whole. In their dying, they have created a holy void that has left the sacred work of grieving for those who have loved them. Yet you, saint of God, fill a holy space. And in you is the same resurrection. We don't have all the time in the world, but we do have time. So that same God who raised Christ from the dead has raised you to new life already, and you don't have to wait for that victory. You can do something today to let this world live and breathe in a new and life-giving way. Jan Richardson's poem ends with some ideas for just how to live out our holy inheritance even now. Some ways to live into the legacy that you have. So I would like to end with these words from her. And we will open our hands to the feast without shame. And we will turn toward each other without fear. And we will give up our appetite for despair. And we will taste and know of delight. And we will become bread for a hungering world. And we will become drink for those who thirst. And the blessed will become the blessing. And everywhere will be a feast. Thanks be to God. With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United with the saints of every time and place, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, in your great love and forgiveness, you call us your saints. Direct us now in your way of servanthood, so that the whole world will know of your unending love. Lord, in your mercy. Life-giving God, you shower your creation with blessings of abundance. Sustain us with your blessing, so that we never cease to protect and find joy in your creation. Lord, in your mercy. God of all nations, you raise up leaders to govern the nations. Give us clear vision and a spirit of wisdom in the upcoming election, and empower the newly elected to work for justice and harmony. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, you look upon the lowly and call them blessed. Bless the poor, the hungry, and those who suffer persecution. Comfort those who mourn, those having to make hard decisions, those who are lonely, and all who are in any kind of need. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you redeem your people and seal us with the promise of your Holy Spirit. Guide the newly baptized as they embrace their new identity as holy children of God. Especially, we pray for Ava May, Kai Gregory, Lennox J., Corbin Allen, Haley June, and Duncan Joshua. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for all the saints who have gone before us. Especially we remember Bradley Borick, Ross Lyon, Peggy Reno, Sherry Kraft, Sharon Block, Fred Kroll, Jr., Terry Gutowski, Pamela Remke, Daniel Smith, William Harvey, Patrick Snipe Newport, Riley Kaiser, Claude Poshek, Barbara Brace, and those beloved saints we name on our lips and in our hearts. Through their faithful witness, we can continue to set our hope on Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. Creator, you give us all we are, all we have, all we bring, and all we need. Draw us together around your table with all your saints, on earth and in your eternal home. Let us eat and drink your promise of new life, that we might be your promise to the world, spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy.
them in glory, and so with all the saints, with the choirs of angels, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God above and high, heaven In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. God keeps adding places to the table. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is Christ's meal. It is open to all. You may be seated. Let us pray. We thank you, God, our host, for inviting us here to taste the future when you will feed all the hungry at your table. Keep this hope alive in us and in our communities so that we might bring hope to a suffering world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in eternal life. Amen. Now receive this blessing. Signed and sealed by the Holy Spirit, you are Christ's message of love for this troubled world, written by the same sender. May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good word and work. Amen. We sing our sending song, verses 4 through 7 of hymn 422. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.